Om Shanti. The experience of the five forms. As I sit and spin the cycle of time, I can see the journey of my many lives, the many roads that I have traveled, the many costumes I have worn, as I remember who I am. I understand the purpose of my journey. This is my beginning. The point form. I am a point, simply a point. I'm stillness. My mind is at rest. I'm pure essence, pure energy, pure light, pure love. No masks to hide behind, completely naked. A dot, nothing but a dot. That's who I am. That's who I have always been. A pure point, pure essence. From the start until the end, I forever remain a point. I am a pure, powerful point, like a pure star I shine, beaming my brilliant light. Radiating, glowing, enlightened, awakened. Just being. I, the point form, simply exists. No need for purpose. It's the ego that needs a purpose. The point form just is. This is my truth. This is my true form. No need for pretense. Pure in nature. Crystal clear. Like a diamond. Precious and brilliant. Absolutely full, like the full moon, my light lights up the whole world. I am a point. deity form. I descend into my deity form, into my perfect form, heir to the throne, noble, honorable, and honoring others. Respectable and respecting all things. Trustworthy and trusting. Loving and lovable. Kind. Generous and benevolent. Sixteen celestial degrees full, complete with each virtue, and full in each virtue. Observing the highest morals and code of conduct. Totally principled, filled with integrity. This is the golden era, the age of truth, the age of authenticity. Where our thoughts speak louder than words, and where our actions need no defense. Where every thought is accomplished and beautiful for the benefit of all. Every word spoken is truth, and every action performed is both loving and divine. I am divine, holy, pure, and at one. Blessed to be here. I am love, and I am a deity. Worthy of worship, form. My deity form is now shaped in clay and stone. Only a memory remains. Yet still, highly regarded, respected, revered and honored. My form draws love to me, and I give strength and power through my image. I am an ancestor soul, cast now in stone, forever immortalized. My devotees travel miles to see me. The faithful and the loving come just for one glimpse. They come for my blessing and they bow at my feet. The loving come for guidance, for love, and for hope. My former self is worshipped, adored, and adorned, dressed and decorated, raised to the sky, and then, sometimes, sunk into the sea. But credit goes to the Creator. God is the one who shaped my heart and mind. The Supreme One made me perfect. Brahmin form, child of God, mouth born, living like a lotus, detached and loving, hunter of truth, knower of the three aspects of time, compassionate and merciful, a divine server, chosen for the task. Blessed, equipped with all tools to settle all accounts. Savoring the taste of freedom. Residing in the confluence age, where simplicity is royalty. Listening to the sweet melody of the flute daily. And valuing every second and making it momentous, memorable, and magical. Becoming the diamond in the diamond age. Knowledge unlocks the door of wisdom. Now I understand the twists and turns of my journey of the past, preparing me for the future of tomorrow, whilst blessing the fortune of the present. I stay in the now. I'm just being, embracing time and living in eternity. angel form. I have arrived at the destination. Angelic in form and shape. Wings of light, bright and white, mighty in size, perfect and impeccable, free and floating. Traveling to the three worlds. Touching souls and igniting their lights. Pure in heart and mind. Completely selfless. A messenger and companion of God. I am light and I am free.